I was more in love with the wrong emotions than with the right emotions. I was more in love with the things that I knew than the things that I didn't know. I was attached to the outcomes that I could anticipate versus the ones that were going to challenge and push me and that were uncertain to me. Hey, everybody. Good to see you all again. Tamara here with another episode of With Tamara. I'm so excited that you're here today because I think today's episode is really all about the self-sabotaging hurdle that keeps us from elevating our game, that keeps us from playing at peak performance levels, really that keeps us from going after the things we want and should do and achieve in life. So I was having this conversation this morning with a podcast that I was a guest on, and I was talking about fear, comfort, and constraint. I know you've heard me talk about those things in the past on this podcast. Fear, the things that hold you back, that fear of failure, fear of looking stupid, fear of not being worthy, fear that of things that may or may not come true, like that horrible anticipation of things. I think it was Michael de Montaigne, if I'm saying his name right, that said it best. He said, 80% of what I worried about never came true. But fear is real. So I was talking about fear and how that holds us back and keeps us kind of safe and comfortable. So I was talking about comfort and how, you know, comfortable is the enemy of innovation because, or it's the enemy of actually being challenged because we get just comfortable enough not to push ourselves, not to challenge ourselves, not to step up our game because we know that's going to require change and a lot of messy, uncomfortable feelings. The tricky thing about comfort is it's safe and warm and easy. It's like, don't rock the boat. It's what you know already, right? And what's that old phrase? Better the devil you know? Well, that's comfort. And the last one being constraint. And constraint is internal or external. So constraint of the system you're in. It's bureaucratic. There's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of barriers. A lot of people saying no. A lot of legacy thinkers. That's all real. Actually, what I've often found is the biggest constraint is the internal one. It's our own habits and routines that we have for ourselves that keep us locked in place. They almost act as handcuffs for thinking differently, innovating, and bringing your best self. So I'm talking about all those things: fear, comfort, constraint. By the way, I have these in detail in other podcasts and also in my book, Innovation is Everybody's Business. And in the October the October edition of the Everyday Innovators Digital Magazine, I actually go into depth on all three of those: fear, comfort, and constraint. So you want to really read and understand those and understand that about yourself so you can get over them. I want you to go and subscribe to the digital magazine. It's on our website. There's a link in the show notes. And you get a 2-week free trial, which means you get the latest edition for free. So you can check it out. I know you're going to fall in love with it. So go check it out. All right. So I'm talking about these things, fear, comfort, and constraint. And the woman, the interviewer said to me, well, if we know that about ourselves, if we are happy enough, but we know we can do more, we know we can achieve more, we know there's more out there for us, why don't we do it? When we know, sometimes we even know we're unhappy or just comfortable enough to deal. Why is that? And I realized something as she was asking that question. She was a fantastic interviewer. She just sparked some thoughts in me. And I realized something because we've been talking about my business. We had talked about my marriage, well, now divorce. We had talked about my health journey. And I realized something. I said, I know why, Julie. I said, because I was more in love with the wrong emotions than with the right emotions. I was more in love with the things that I knew than the things that I didn't know. I was attached to the outcomes that I could anticipate versus the ones that were going to challenge and push me and that were uncertain to me. I knew in my business, this is way back when that I'm talking about, this is at a time where I felt like I was kind of running on the hamster wheel in my business. I said, I was attached to the emotion of disappointment, right? I wouldn't get the client. I wouldn't get the more money. I wasn't able to launch the product in a successful way, but I knew that was going to happen. It was like I set myself up for it. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. But more than that, I was attached to the emotion of disappointment because I knew it. In my relationship, I was attached to and comfortable with being taken advantage of, not being appreciated, feeling alone. But I was attached to those emotions. in my fitness journey, when I was incredibly overweight and unhealthy and very uncomfortable in my own skin, I was attached to that feeling of insecurity. I was attached to the wrong emotions. So if you're out there thinking, oh my gosh, there's more for me, I can do better, I need to be more challenged, but fear, comfort, and constraint are holding you back, the first real thing I want you to think about is, what emotions are you actually attached to? Which emotions actually are you comfortable with and drive you? I was so comfortable with disappointment, not taking my business to the next level, not being in a relationship that worked for me, not being able to fit into any of the awesome, trendy clothes I wanted to fit into. I was so comfortable with that emotion. I knew what it felt like. I knew what to do with it. I knew how to kind of get over it. And I had to work myself out of being attached to those emotions. And it's weird to think that we would fall in love with disappointment or feeling alone or feeling unappreciated or falling in love with feeling unworthy or insecure. But we do, because it's the emotion we know. And believe me, once I shed those emotions, that attachment to those emotions, I got attached to feeling confident. I got attached to feeling success. I got attached to that sense of accomplishment and pride I get when I close a new client or when I sell a bunch of digital magazines online. I got attached to that feeling of pride of making an impact in the world with the stuff that my company puts out there, my team puts out there. But I had walked away from that attachment to those original emotions. So two things for you to do here. Number one, go get access to the Everyday Innovators Digital Magazine. It is a monthly toolbox for you to ignite innovation, influence others, and make an impact every single day. It is 24/7 at your fingertips. It's your path to being an everyday innovator. So go subscribe to that. Like I said, you get your first edition for free. So what do you have to lose? It's so good. It's a chock full of information. October is about to come out as I record this, and it's every month is better than the last. I'm so proud of my team. That's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing is, I really want you to think about the emotions that you're actually attached to. So I would say that I didn't love feeling insecure. I would say that I didn't love feeling unappreciated in my relationship. I would say that I, you know, didn't love not winning the big business, but I was okay with it. It showed up in different ways. Not only was I okay with it, I got those emotions. I was down with those emotions because I knew them. And I had to flip my own mindset and what I was willing to do. Now, here's the thing I will tell you. There was a painful curve to get out of that. So I had to not just switch my mindset and my expectations and my standards, but I had to go through the muck and the mess first in order to get there. You don't just go from one to the other overnight. It's a journey. So give yourselves permission to experience that journey along the way too. So go subscribe and think about which emotions you're actually attached to. I think you'll surprise yourself. Tamara out.